Hello and welcome to Season 5, Episode 10 of the Sajid Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Teal, and today we're diving into a topic that I just finished teaching my photography class, and that is the art of bringing your creative vision to life through photography. Now, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, understanding the process of conceptualizing and executing your ideas is crucial for capturing compelling images. So let's dive right in. The first step in achieving the photo that you want is really just to clarify your vision. And this is easier said than done, but you have to think about what story or emotion do you want to convey in your photo. Now, take a moment to visualize the end result in your mind. And I can throw in some bongo music here, but really what you want to do is just think about what exactly it is that you want to do or say through your photo. Next, consider the narrative or feeling that you aim to capture. Is it a fleeting moment, a poignant mood, or a powerful message? You need to define the story that you want to tell through your photo. Now, it doesn't have to be a serious thing like talking about, you know, capitalism and the march of consumerism by photographing a stop sign in front of HomePlus. Nothing like that. But I mean, like, you have to have sort of a story that you want to kind of tell through your photography. Now, let's strategize a little bit on how to bring your vision to life. Now, think about the composition, the lighting, and the subject matter. Now, experiment with different techniques and approaches to best convey your intended message. Every great photo starts with a strong foundation. Identify the starting point for your creative process. Is there a particular location, subject, or even an angle that aligns with your vision? Start with clarity and purpose. And I think that's a really important thing right there, is that if you have a clear idea of what you want to say with your image, then you're going to have all these other ideas that are going to really just pop into your head. And then it's going to get the ball rolling, per se. And then you can get to sort of, you know, kind of consider what enhancements could elevate your photo. Like, think about any sort of additional things, edits, props, that could really add depth, contrast, or even just a visual interest to your composition. And these are the things that are sort of like the icing on the cake, per se. You know, they don't necessarily make or break the photo, but they just add something more to it. All right, moving on, let's focus on some key techniques to enhance your photography. This is something that I always bring up in my classes about how to really sort of take this theory and apply it in sort of the real world, or at least sort of in the photographic area. So the key point here is you need to pay attention to the composition first and foremost. You can experiment with different compositions, such as the rule of thirds, leading lines, symmetry, and framing to sort of enhance the overall visual interest. Lighting can also make or break a photo, so observe how the light interacts with your subject and the surroundings. And you can experiment with sort of natural light or artificial light to sort of find the best, you know, kind of lighting to help, you know, improve your concept. Now, this could also be, you know, you could bring in a light stick or something. It doesn't have to be campy or geeky, but just observe sort of how the light interplays with whatever message that you are trying to convey. Now, the key here is that you're trying to capture an emotion and story through your photographs. So think about how the composition, the lighting, and the subject expression can effectively communicate your message. And that's what's going to make a good photo right here. So you can explore different perspectives and angles when capturing the subject. And I would highly suggest that you experiment with sort of some unconventional angles to sort of add the visual interest to your photos. This could be getting low, it could be lying on the ground. Just see what works and play around, because, you know, most cameras that we're shooting with now, we got gigs of data. So just, for lack of a better term, fuck around and find out what, you know, what happens if you put your camera on the ground. Maybe that's going to change something. But the key here is that you need to sort of experiment, and you're going to find out why in a moment. Speaking about experimenting, try changing the depth of field. If you've got a nifty 50 lens, you know, whip that baby out and crank it wide open to f1.2. See how the depth of field draws attention to your subject. Play with the shallow depth of field, like I was saying, in order to create a different atmosphere. Because oftentimes, a lot of people are trying to sort of keep everything in focus, and that's great, but it's sort of, there's too much in focus means that your eye is sort of scanning and trying to figure out where the main subject is. A shallow depth of field will direct your eye to the main subject if it's in focus, and that's sort of the key. If you're going 1.2, it may be tricky to get everything in focus. So again, experiment with that depth of field, find the right one, and see what you can do with it. Now, the other thing you want to do is sort of pay attention to the color and contrast in your photos. You know, try and experiment with bold colors and high contrast, or, you know what, take all the color out, make it a black and white. See what sort of elements make your images more visually striking. Now, remember, photography here takes patience and persistence. Keep experimenting, keep learning, even if your initial attempts here don't turn out the way that you expected. Go back, reshoot the same location, because the more that you practice, the more you understand these elements that we've been sort of talking about here. And then you can sort of figure out what to do when everything lines up. Now, let's talk about the final thing. And this is something that I sort of posed to my class again about using light. And it's sort of a ubiquitous, or I don't know, universal term that, oh, the light is good. But how does light make your photograph better? So every class that I teach at the center, I finish off with sort of like a photo mission. And if you're out there listening, maybe this is something that you want to try and do at home as well. And what I talked about with the class is how to explore various sources of light in their environment, from natural to artificial, and how to observe the direction and intensity and quality of the light that changes, you know, depending on the source or the surrounding environment. So very, very kind of sounds very complicated, but it's basically like just playing with light. So I told my students to experiment with different lighting techniques, such as front lighting, back lighting, side lighting, diffuse lighting, and to take multiple photos using each technique to sort of understand the impact. Now, if you're going to do this at home, like, you don't need a flash or you don't need a flashlight. You could just simply use the sun. There's a popular technique where you hold your hand out in front of your camera and you move and you can see how the light shines on your hand. With the front lighting and back lighting, it's the same sort of technique. It's basically, you can stand and just turn your body, you know, it's facing the sun, front lighting, turn it, sun's behind you, back lighting. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying. So I told my students to choose a sort of a subject or scene. So it doesn't have to be portraits, it doesn't have to be landscapes, but choose a subject or scene to photograph under different lighting conditions. So again, like, you know, you could go to the same location and see how the early morning light and the midday light change. Consider how, you know, lighting choices can enhance the overall composition and the visual impact of the photos. So what I wanted to teach them was, like, you know, say if you're looking at a landscape, if you go there in midday or even mid-morning, the light is up, everything is nice and beautiful. And generally, that's the time I think where most beginner people sort of take a photo. If you go there before the sun rises, the scene is going to be completely different. The colors are going to be completely different. And that's kind of what I want to teach my students. And it's the same way with sort of if you're photographing a human being, you know, that soft natural light, or, you know, the diffuse light by, you know, that comes through the curtain window kind of thing. All of that is very interesting when you start playing around with it. So if you're going to do this little mission, let me know. And once you're done with this mission, reflect on your experience. You don't have to send me anything, but just I want you to sort of think about how the light was used in each photo and what effects it, were achieved. You know, consider how you can apply this newfound knowledge with your future photos. And that's really all that I'm trying to teach with my students. And I guess, you know, for you guys at home, it'll be a good learning experience as well. So that's sort of a wrap up for today's episode. Join me again, hopefully next week, as I discuss respecting other photographers and how not to be a dick. I've got a great story, actually, again, with my photography class. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But remember, everyone, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep pushing the boundaries of your creativity. Until next time, happy shooting, everyone. And remember, respect your fellow photographers. Don't be a dick. And if you like this sort of episode, I am going to try and do a recap of my lessons on my podcast for you guys. So if you like learning, I'm going to be throwing this into the mix as well. So I'm going to keep trying to get more episodes out like this, and as well as the other stuff where I talk about locations and the photos I got as well. So that being said, take care and see you hopefully next week.